Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud and Araisa is Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey Amud Beis. We're learning Rosh Hashanah Hey Amud Beis. We're up to the top line. Menahani Mili. The Gemara is asked, what's the source? We've been discussing the idea that the Araisa that elaborates all the various cases where there's an Isser Baltacher of delaying. The Gemara wants to know what's the source of all these things, the Darm, the Davas, the different types of Kabanas, and all that. But before we get there, yesterday the Gemara asked about Karban Pesach. The Gemara asked that Pesach, we're saying, was on the list in the Braisa, that there's a din of Baltacher. And the Gemara asked, Pesach bar mikra bar velmu, you can tell me that Pesach is part of this discussion, whether Baltacher is three yamim tevin, two yamim, one yamim tevin, three in a row. Pesach, the mitzvah being Erev Pesach. We actually had a machlek, is how to learn what the Gemara's question was, if you recall. We spoke out according to the simple version of the Gemara, the way Rashi seems to learn it, Tai seems to learn it. The Gemara's question was, Pesach is makavua. This is the words of the Gemara. Akrabi itchle. If you didn't bring it on Erev Pesach, itchle, it's rejected. What does it mean, it's rejected? Eiver baltacher, immediately. And we said there's a slight machlekes, you can make a diak in the difference between Rashi and Tosfos, in that Rashi seems to be saying, at least Rashi on the top of our base, seems to be saying, as long as you pass through Pesach, Rashi's lesson is, uvregel rishon neverlim, right? Rashi is referring to Pesach. Now when you go through one yomtiv, just like by Pesach, you're over right away, so too I would think other cases of Kamanas, the Shlamim, that's in the place of a Pesach, you're over even if it goes through one yomtiv, Kamash Panap. Rashi seems to say that at least you have to go through the yomtiv of Pesach, meaning you're not over Baltacher at nightfall of Pesach, the 15th, but rather nightfall the next day, after you finish the next day, the first day of yomtiv, or we'll call it the 7th day of yomtiv, after you finish Pesach, then you're Baltacher. Tosfos said four words, Hare miyadei for love. Immediately, once you miss being Arbaim, you're right away. But that's all still the same general idea. What is that? That there is Baltacher, but it's immediate. It wouldn't be dependent on Yom Tov in plural, orders of Yom Tov, any of that. That is one mouth of what the first question was. Why would Pesach be in this list? Pesach has its own guideline. There should be an immediate Baltacher. That was the Mahalach, we said Rashi Tosfos. We spoke out the other Rishonim learned no. I think Gemara was really saying there should be no Baltacher at all. Not Baltacher should be immediate. No Baltacher at all. That's what others learned. As we spoke out already yesterday. Okay, so when we brought this Gemara, Arshel Alexander posed a very shtaker question that we know we had on towards the latter part of Pesachim, the Pesach Gimel. The Mishnah there says that a person who didn't bring a Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon is able to bring a Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. We know that from the Mishnah. And now the Mishnah is Mashma only if he was Derech Chayka or if he was Tameh. And the Mishnah even says, even if any other Einus also, in Kain, why you say these cases? To include all Einusim. So it sounds like Einus, yeah, Mezen not. So Asher Alexander asked yesterday, why you have Baltacher if you miss Yidal and Nisan? You could still bring Pesach Sheni, Shtar Gara. So the simple answer could be that that's only if you missed a Peshaykik. If you have one of the, right? If you're a Mezen, then you'd be okay. The problem with that answer is, if you look at the Gemara over there, it's the Gimel, it's the Dalin, in Pesachim, the Gemara comes out that even Mezen. Even amazing, a person can make up the carbon of Pesach Sheni. Even amazing, you can make up the carbon. We verified it. If the Shia say even amazing, you can make up the carbon on Pesach Sheni. So you're back to Asher Alexander's question. And lechayra, why is it Baltacher? According to the Tzad, there's no Baltacher. We're going to get to it in a second. It's a whole separate Malach. But according to the Pshat, that Pesach has Baltacher, and we're saying right away Erev Pesach. And the question was, it should not be on this list on the Braisa, because it's not related to the three Yom Tov and the three Regalim. It's the second you finished Erev Pesach, the 14th, right away, you should be Baltacher. The Chari shouldn't. You at least have a makeup on the 14th of Iyar. So what did we suggest when the question was raised yesterday? We suggest that maybe that's what it means. You're not over Baltacher till after the 14th of Iyar. It doesn't mean Nisan. But when Natana pointed out, give a look at Rashi. Rashi is very clearly Yud Dal Nisan. So you're all going to be very excited if you look at the Sfas Emes on this Gemara in Mayud. In Rosh Hashanah Dafei over here, he asks on the Gemara of Aydish Baltacher on Pesach. So he has a long stickle there. He gets about another Nakuda, which he's really more focused on. But he says, Avu Be'emis, and towards the end of the piece, Avu Be'emis Tamani Lama Yaver Baltacher Kivin the Islay Tashluma Mesheni. Why is the Baltacher? Mom, is your question. Why is the Baltacher? You have to Shum Mesheni. Venira Bar Be'enai says the Tzfas Emes, to make the Rashi to keep in this like a Shum B'Sheni, lek a Baltacher, rak B'Sheni. That's how Rashi means. That there's not going to be Baltacher for Pesach Rishon, because you can make up as any means. What it means Baltacher meant by Pesach Sheni, Baltacher. Ay, Netanel Steiner, the Rashi says, Nisa, lav dafka. Lav dafka. Even Rashi says Yudal Nisan, just means you missed your Dalid, Rishon or Sheni, but they won't be Baltacher until Shem. Unbelievable. Rashi says Yudal Nisan clearly. And so Sam says the Kash is so stark that why is it Baltacher? The Chira, you have a makeup ability to make it up next month. As it shouldn't be Baltacher. And therefore, Lash Rashi did not be Dal Nisan, Tzarech Ian, right? Tzarech Ian, doesn't say Lav dafka. Let me say, quote it properly. He says, Tzarech Ian, Taka Shver. Avla dinner bemis, but it's the din seems to be, to be clear, the lek of Baltacher Pesach, Imroy Edel Hakav Besheni. But it's pushed to him that if you can make it up on Pesach Sheni, there's no Baal Ta'achar, Mamish, your Kasha, that's the answer. Now, he brings from the Turi Evan, and he says the Goyim says something similar, a whole different answer. This gets back to the other tzad we've been saying from when we started that Gemara, and that is that there is no Baal Ta'achar at all. And the logic he explains is very simple. Baal Ta'achar is a pshat. I have a carbon that I'm supposed to bring. There's a time period saying don't delay it. Don't delay means I have a window of when I can bring it, right? Don't delay it. If I bring in the window, I'm okay. If I delay it, then I'm not okay. Karban Pesach is not a window, and then I'm delaying it past my window. It's this is the Zman. Either I brought it or I didn't, right? My mitzvah is Yudalin. I bring in Yudalin, I'm Yaitza. I didn't bring in Yudalin, I blew it. It happens to be this Tashum, that's not the focus. The point is, Batach won't apply the Chalavir. It's either you did or you don't. If a person doesn't take Lulav on the first day of Sukkot, is there a Baal Ta'achar? Either he shook Lulav, we didn't shake lulav. It's not Baal Ta'achar. Baal Ta'achar is the pshat. I have a mitzvah to make carbon, and maybe I even explained it a little bit. Take away the window. I have a mitzvah to make a carbon. The Torah gives me a window not to delay, but there is no real zman. I have a mitzvah to do it within a certain time. Otherwise, I'm a Baal Ta'achar. But there's no zman. Once there's a zman, so if I did it, I did it. If not, not. That's the taina of the lam d'shataina to heaven the gain, and that fits very well. That's the mahalach we were saying ready to shenim address when the gemara says once I didn't bring it ila akrave itchili. Once I didn't bring the karm besach on erev pesach, it's rejected. Not that I'm over about tacher immediately, like Tosfos says, like Rashi says, I'm over about tacher once pesach's over. I'm not over about tacher bechlal. Either I brought it or I didn't. That's a whole separate mahalach in the gemara. Now a third shot. So if I have two shot, then why? What to answer the issue? The alchayr should be about tacher when you miss it in the first month because you can make it up in the second month. Answer number one is erechanami. You can make it up the second month, that means Baal Ta'achar the second month. And that's Fasam's answer. Answer number two, Tiri Evan, and the Gain is, there's no Baal Ta'achar at all. The word that means Baal Ta'achar, the more meant that not Shaykh to Baal Ta'achar. Answer number three, and I think this is the most simple answer, I'm surprised no one says it. Rabbi Kenner answered this to me yesterday when I raised the question, that just because I can make it up, why does that mean there's no Baal Ta'achar? A very posh Taina, it's such a glatt Taina. Just because I can make it up, both are true. Every time. The Gemara's in heaven today's daf, and today's daf goes rather quickly. We're going to darshan how we know the story. We've been discussing in the Brisa forward has Baal Ta'achar. We're going to do Manani Mili. How do we know? And we'll get to the Nakud to that. What happens is, I'm waiver, a person, Chalilif, I don't bring the carbon, I'm a Baal Ta'achar. But the carbon doesn't come possible because of Baal Ta'achar. Let's say I have a carbon, I'm supposed to bring it the first three times. I didn't. Can I not bring it? Of course I can still bring it. I still bring it afterwards. And just, I was waiver Baal Ta'achar. So it's not an inherent psul. It's what the part is, a mitzvah me, and I didn't bring it in the right time. So you tell me the fact that I have a makeup ability means it's no Baal Ta'achar, which I was supposed to bring it on Yudalad. If you don't go with the guy in the Tiri Evan, that this concept, the fact that there's a Zman, makes it out of the parasha Baal Ta'achar. Obviously, we're saying it's within the parasha Baal Ta'achar, like Tosfos, like Rashi. We have plenty of food to be Seimachan, and there is Baal Ta'achar. The simple reading of the way we read the Gemara, there is Baal Ta'achar. Ah, you can make it up? Yeah, you can make it up. It's not Steve the Baal Ta'achar. I think it's the most simple Klat of Shat to answer the question. Three miles. Okay, back at the Gemara, top of Hey, I'm a base. Menonimili. What is the source that there is a din, that it's a din of Baal Ta'achar in all these cases? So we learned that the Brayt says follows. Kisida neder, ainly the neder, nedav menayin. I only know that there's a din of neder. The Pasuk says very clearly. Kisida neder, what's Lashon Pasuk? Le sa'achar le shalmi, right? What's Lashon? Kisida neder l'ashem lekecha, we need to be in the Pasuk inside. Le sa'achar le shalmi, kidarshi d'shen l'ashem lekecha mi'imach. That's going to be relevant also as part of the drasha. Kidarshi d'shen l'ashem lekecha imach, ha'i b'chachet. Right? That's all going to be part relevant for our drasha. But the first part of it is, a person makes a neder l'ashem le sa'achar. I know by neder, there's le sa'achar. How do I know by nedav? Nemerkan neder v'namal neder nedava. It says here the word neder. It says elsewhere im neder nedava at the pasuk in Vayikra Perik Zion im neder nedava compares neder nedava malan davi. Just look over there. We have nedava together with neder avkan. So too over here in Devarim in this pasuk of Baal Ta'achar we say nedava is together with neder avkan nedava imay. Lashem lekecha. What does that teach me? So we know nedar nedavis now already have Baal Ta'achar. Okay, Lashem lekecha. What does that teach me? Eladam erchen acharam rakdeshes. That teaches me that a pledge of money that's daman. Erchin is Erech, also a pledge of value, but the Torah gives fixed values. Verichin. Charamim, which we said, Machlekes Rashi Taisa Daf Dalet, and the same Machlekes applies here, we're going to explain in a second, whether we're talking about Cherme Kehanim also, that's Taisvis, or we're talking specifically, Rashi says, about Cherme to Hektish. Charamim, a person can make Cherme that he's pledging something to Kehanim, or he can make a Cherme he's pledging it to Hektish, similar to the next line, the next word, which is Hektishus. Cherme can be Hektishus. Rashi learns the Cherme in our topic is talking about Cherme Hektish, not Cherme Kehanim. Taisa learns talking about both. Okay, but we're learning all that from Hashem HaKecha. Actually, let's explain now that Rashi and Taisa both Lishdase. Rashi and Davdalan said it was talking Dafka Bechemi Hektish. Taisa is talking about Imi Chemi Kainem. And they darshan this Gemara Lishdasam. Meaning, Rashi learns Hashem HaKecha is coming to tell me these are things that are all 100% to Hektish. That's why even Chattais and Hashem aren't included, because Chattais and Hashem, the Kahanim eat part of the basar, right? The skins of these Kamranas go to Kahanim. So, therefore, it's not on this list. Even Eila's on the list because the skins go to the Kahanim. But these items are all Kulei Lashem. That's the drush of Lashem Mekecha. Clearly, you can't be talking about Chemer Kainim. Chemer Kainim not going to Lashem. It's going to only the Mikdash. That's Rashi. That's how you learn Lashem Mekecha. So, Isa says, no, no, no. This Lashem of Lashem Mekecha is used in reference to. We have the Lashon Lashem is used in reference to Charamim, Lashem, Hekdashus, Lashem, Damim, or Erechim. You have that Lashon of Lashem by all of these types of donations, pledges, and therefore they're all included in this drasha of Lashem HaKecha for having the din of Baal Tachar, but not that it's called Kulei Lashem, and therefore can be talking about even Chemer Kehanim. But again, Rashi is explaining the Shasim. Okay, further, Kidarshi Dushanu Leisach Hashalmai, we darshan who v'lechilufav. When it says Leisach Hashalmai, you shouldn't delay in paying it. And not, it's chiluf of the Mara is going to explain exactly what that means shortly. What does it mean? What we come to exclude when we say the chiluf of its exchange is not subject to Baal Dachar. Kidarshi Dushanu, Eilu Chattas Vashamas, El Sveshtamim, Kidarshi Dushanu, that comes to include Chattas Ashram, El Sveshtamim, all different types of Kabanas, Hashem Lekecha, Eilu Starkas of Maestros, Bechor, that comes to include Starkas, Maestros, and Bechor. This over here is actually talking about Maestros over here means like Maestros of the field. Before we had Maestros as Bechor, Maestros, Pesach in the Braisa, that clearly talking about Maestros of Hema. Here we're talking about Maestros of the field. Okay. Ubechor. This is back to an actual Bechor. Me'imach, Zeh Leket Shechem Peya. Me'imach comes to include Leket Shechem Peya. And lastly, Vale Bechor Chet, Vale Bechor Ban Chet. That's what I actually just referenced right before in our long Hakdamah, going back to yesterday's Gemara, that Vale Bechor Chet is, there's a Chet in you, the person who was Eivah Baal Tachar, not on the carbon. It's not a Chet in the carbon, meaning, translation, carbon does not become pasul. The carbon remains kasher. My Eila is still a good kasher Eila. I just missed my cutoff point to not be Eivah Baal Tachar. Okay, Amamar. Now I'm going to go over this price. Leisach l'shalmai huv lechilufa. We said in the brisa that you can't delay. We darshin l'shalmai it, but the substitute it's chilufa does not have a din of baal tachar. What does that mean? Chilufa mai. What's the case? Ichilufa el shlamim mikra of craving. If you're talking about you have an el shlamim and there's a substitute for the el shlamim mikra of craving, the first question is it's poured as a carbon. Why would there not be baal tachar? Avadish be baal tachar. Why would there not be baal tachar? Just because it's a substitute for an original el shlamim, so that is not going to be a din of a. Baal Tachar will be the logic, says the Gemara. Ichlu v'chatas l'misa azla. And if it's ichlu v'chatas, it goes l'misa, right? An extra Eil Shlamim goes for Eil Shlamim, right? A tmura of Eil Shlamim, it goes in Eil Shlamim. A tmura of a chatas, where does it go? We spoke this out in the past many times. It came up in Pesachim. Absolutely came up in Pesachim, the five chatas mesas, right? So what happens to the extra chatas? It goes l'misa. It's one of the five tmuras chatas. Extra chatas goes l'misa. So manav shach. What's the case where you're saying there's no Baal Tachar? If it's Eil Shlamim, why not? Why not Baal Tachar? If it's Chatas, there's certainly no Baal Tachar. You're supposed to let it die. You're supposed to kill it. Let me sound like. Elamai Chilufav, Chilufay Taida. You know what Chilufa means? The Chiluf of a Taida. Let's say he made a Tmura of a Taida, and the point over here is, it's a step more, which got mixed up with the Taida. It got mixed up with the Taida, a Taida itself. So a regular Taida comes with 40 loaves of bread. Over here, actually, let me be more clear. Chilufa Taida is not necessarily, it's not a Tmura Taida. It's a Taida that got lost. You designated a replacement for the Taida, and then you found the original Taida, and the two animals, now you have them both in front of you, guess what happens? Exactly, they got mixed up. You're not sure which is which. You're not sure which is the original Taida and which is not, so you're not sure which one has the bread. Now, normally, it wouldn't be a problem, because what do you do? Shech them both, bring the 40 loaves, whichever is the Iker Taida, you bring the 40 loaves, and you have in mind that the 40 loaves are connected to whichever one's Iker Taida, the other one just comes as a shlamim, as a donation, totally fine. Problem is, you have to eat in one day. Right, Taida is eaten in one day. We spoke about many times in the past. Even though Shlamim is typically eaten for 2 days, 3 days and one night, you get the day of the Shechita, the following night, and the following day, Taida is eaten in one day. And we spoke about what's the reason why. One of the beautiful Peshatim we've given is in the past. I forget where we say it from, always. But the Peshat is because you have 40 loaves of bread. It's a lot. plus an animal, specifically eaten one day, you have to be marba how many people you bring in. It's kachikam. Anyone can eat with you. You're marba people, you're being megadol, the nace, right? Whatever you're being told before, you're being megadol, the haidah, the shvach, the kachbrachu. Okay, side point. But that's all good if you have both taitas in front of you. If you have the two taitas got mixed up and then one of them got lost. My lechem has to come only with the original taita, the backup taita, right? Or one of them dies. My backup taita is not with the one with the lechem. So now the lechem was designated for the original taita. So now what do you do? Says the Gemara. El meichluf kluvi taita. The taita b'chia. Taita shesavru tumrasa. A taita got mixed up with its tumura. It's so I said it's case of lost. It's going with the I'm switching back to the case of tumura. A taita got mixed up with the tumura. It got mixed up with the tumura's taita. The taita is the one that brings the bread, the original taita, not the tumura, and they got mixed up. And then one of them dying, you're not sure which one it is. Chaverta ain't la takana. The chaverta has no takana. Why? Hey, chilavet. Liquor of lechem, to bring it with bread, bada, together with it, dilma tamuri, maybe it's the tamura, and tamura doesn't come with bread. Liquor of lechem, bring it without bread, dilma taidi, maybe it's original taida. And therefore, since you cannot bring it, where the pasuk is coming to say that that's the case where there's no baltacher. So when we say, l'tzach l'shamay, huv l'chilufav, it means this type of case of a chilufav, a case of a tamura's taida, which got mixed up with the original taida, where you have an issue, you can't bring it because you can't do it properly. Manav shach, you can't bring the bread, you can't bring with the bread, you can't bring without the bread. Therefore, it's no baltacher. Ask Gemara, but then you don't need a pasuk. You need a pasuk to tell me, I'm not every baltacher for not bringing a carbon that I can't bring. Yes, the situation is bad. You should have been more careful, shouldn't have let it get mixed up, you shouldn't have made it through in the first place. Lots of issues with what happened here. Bottom line, right now he can't bring the carbon. Have to be about the Ask the Gemara about Kivan Lav Basakravi, the Mute Lamali. If it's not a Basakrava, why would I need a Pusak to exclude a Bachlau? By the way, before you go further, Yishmak Achab from the Tiri Evan. Ask Tiri Evan, a couple of Tiri Evans on the Amid, but let's just start with this one. Tiri Evan asks, I have an Eitzah. Let him bring a second Taida Al Tanai. You're allowed to bring more than 40 loaves. You're allowed to bring more than 40 loaves for a taida, right? You could bring, let's say, a taida with 80 loaves. You want to have more loaves for your taida. So let him go. It's machlekes. But I think we're allowed to bring more than 40 loaves. Says to heaven, let him designate another taida. Let him, that taida needs its own 40 loaves. Let him bring 80 loaves with that second taida. And let him say 40 of those loaves are al tanai. If the one that was left over was a tamura, all 80 loaves are connected to this new taida. And if the one that was left over was the original taida, then these 40 loaves, 40 loaves of new taida, 40 are for the old taida. Shmak achab, beautiful chab from the Tiri Evan. Why can't we? This is our second Tiri Evan because we said one before about Pesach not having a baltacher. But why can't we have such an eitzah? As I affect the Tiri Evan, answer the Tiri Evan, great eitzah. There's no way you mechayev a person about acher for not employing such an eitzah. Tiri Evan says, Gemara says, there's no eitzah. So that would be the case about acher. Gemara says it can't be because if there's no eitzah, you can't even be about acher. Ask Tiri Evan, what do you mean? There is an eitzah. Ask Tiri Evan, yeah, but not that eitzah is gshmak eitzah. It's a nice chap. You can't, but the guy's mechayev to bring another taida with an extra 40 loaves in order to take care of this. And if he doesn't do this, chayev about acher. It's very nice that there's an eitzah, but to make him chayev al ta'acher for not employing such an eitzah, that we wouldn't say. So that can't be the pshat Gemara either. That's not the Tiri Evan. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, le'elam lemute chilufi eila ushlamim. Go back to your first assumption. We're coming to exclude the case of a chiluf of eila ushlamim. You ask, eila ushlamim regular kabanas, so why would I think there's no about ta'acher there? Answers the Gemara, hacham eskina kancha avru alav shnei regalim behumam. The case like this. You had an eila ushlamim. They passed through ready two yom tov, then you didn't bring them yet. You still have the third yom tov. It got a mum in between yom tov two and yom tov three, the chil acher, and you therefore went down with mechal the kedusha onto a different, a replacement ayin l'shlamim. The avlav reglached, and now these new karbanas only pass through how many? One yom tov. But the thought process is, salgadei chamina, hoil mekayach kamakasi, command the avlav shosh regalim dami. Since it's coming mekayach, a karban that already had two yom tovim, so he's already had three yom tovim to bring this karban, this kedusha. The Eila, the Kedusha was one on carbon A for two regalim, and now for the third regal, it was on carbon B. But it's the same Kedusha that's gone through three Yom Tovim, and therefore maybe it would be subject to Batachar, Kamashbulan Hu Vulei Chilufa. That's the Kiddush, it and not the Chiluf. Okay, Says the Gemara, the Turiyev, again, our third one of the day, Turiyev just points out that we could have also, why did Gemara pick an answer for a case we got a mum, chilufav, we originally used this explanation. The first one speak about this case also, initially on the chilufav, chilufav could also be a case where it got lost and you separate a replacement. And we're saying that the replacement gets its own nuzman, right? And you don't continue the zman from the old one. Why can't you say that's the case? Meaning, if the word chilufav just means it's exchange, it's substitute. A substitute could be tamura, a substitute could be bal mum that you transfer the kedusha, or it could be it got lost. Why don't you say that's the case? Answer to Rebbe, that's pashut. I have an animal, that's my oil, and it gets lost, and I designate a replacement. It's a fully new kedusha. I maybe designate a replacement for an older carbon, but the new carbon is clearly new carbon. Our Gemara's case is better. The Gemara's case was where you transfer the kedusha from the first animal to the second. There'd be more of a time. Even over there, we're saying kamash balanat. We are married to Amar kivish of avreg lachas baldachar ma'itle meimer. But this price doesn't feel like a mayor because our mayor holds that once you have one yantiv, you have batachar. We're explaining the whole nafkamina of chilufav is when you already went through two yantivim, not the third court of mayor, any one yantiv you're over anyway. So it doesn't make that can't be a chiluk court of mayor, any one yantiv you're already over. Amarava, hachab askina kachahuma besecha rego vechilai. We're talking about when it got a mum within that rego, meaning in the middle of a rego, it got a mum. And he was mechal to another animal. Reb Meir's maskim, you only are batachar if you pass through one whole yantiv. What if it got a mum in the middle on chalamayim? And you designated your transitution onto animal number two, right? Your transitution onto animal number two. Salgadat chamina. I would have thought hol mekayach kamakasi. Same story as before. I would have thought since animal number two came mekayach animal number one, so therefore it's command of kulei. Even though animal number two is only niskadish in the middle of yomtiv, I would have thought kibud avalei kulei regal dummy. It's command avalei kulei dummy. It's as if it went through entire yomtiv and he's chayv baltacher kamash milan that we don't. Kamash Milan, that we don't say this. Now, so there is a very, very shtag. He's very bothered that how is there Havamina that he's ever about Tachar in this case? Very, very, very alum de Shakasha. Answer Chaner. Let's do the math over here. We're saying, court of mayor, you have to go through a whole yumtiv and not bring it to be about Tachar. You have animal number one that you designated, that a Kedusha, but it got a mum, a yumtiv. And therefore, you designate animal number two. Yuzicha didn't designate animal number two in his place until animal number one got a mum. That means there's, even if you were at your corral, and there's a moment in time, very good, Tal Chav Zagasha, even though there's a moment in time, and you at your corral, and you exchanged it right away, there was still a couple of minutes where you had no carbon to bring. Your animal number one is a bal mum. Your animal number two wasn't kaddish yet, you didn't dress yet. There's no way you could be over bal tachar, even according to Meir, if you didn't go through a full yomtiv. Right? You only missed a couple minutes yantiv, but it didn't miss saying even a mayor, you have to go through yantiv. And we're saying the case is, you got a mum middle, and you think the second animal comes because of the first animal, and therefore you get baltacha because you had a full yantiv collectively between the two animals, kamash bonah. You didn't have a full yantiv collectively. You're missing an animal, it's about mum, there's no baltacha. If your animal gets a mum before the first yantiv, baltacha for not bringing it? No. The animal is a mum, you can't bring it, right? Someone's made it earlier. So it's those few moments from when you got a mum till you designate a new one, you're missing. You don't have that part of yomtiv. So you don't have a full yomtiv. Esther Chaner, at least right. Esther Chaner, Lechera, why would that be? I have meaning to be Baal Tachar, leaves it as a question. Let's just start the next Gemara. We had said in the Baisa that there will be a chait, Philippe Kamar chait. We said that means there's a chait in you, Baal Tachar, for me, for not bringing my carbon in the Chalila, but not in the animal itself. The animal remains kosher. Ask the Gemara, is the source from here, Philippe Chachait. And the drasha we said, "Vleib karachet midachirim nafka." We learned it from Achirim. Achirim is the author. The Tanya we learned Achirim. I'm Achirim saying, "Yachla ye bechar shavur shnasai." You would think a bechar that's year past. B'psulim gashim. Yachla ye bechar shavur shnasai. You would think a bechar that's year past could be kipsulim gashim via pasul. It should be other kipsulim gashim and should be pasul. Tam leimer v'chal tofnei shem kecha ma'itzkan chavis roishcha v'yitzvach bechar chavitzenecha. Makish bechar lemaiser. In the pasuk, it clearly compares bechar and maiser. It says in the pasuk, maiser says bechar. It says bechar. Makish bechar lemaiser. My maiser ain't nifsal mishana chaverita. Just like maiser does not become pasul from one year to the next, af bechar does not become pasul from one year to the next. Okay, therefore what? Therefore, the assumption is, I'm going to leave you. I'm not sure I'm going to sleep for the Shabbos. I'm going to leave you with this question. But the assumption is, just like it does not become pasul maiser one year to the next, and we learn from the bechar. If the first year does not become possible, the next. So, too, in general, Baal Tachar wouldn't be worse. Yes, you're over Baal Tachar for not bringing it. In these cases, you're over Baal Tachar, but it doesn't become possible from just because you missed the Zman, just because you went to the new Zman, you pass your year or your 3 year gone for Baal Tachar, it doesn't become possible. That's the first assumption. So, why do I need a separate drasha? Everybody should be able to learn from over there. It's not going to be an answer, but it goes on to conversation, continues on to Vav Amin Aleph. Let's pause over here and pick it up from Mitzvah after Shabbos on Monday. Have a wonderful Shabbos.